Did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostic comes in. With their True Age test, you can discover your true biological age, plus get insights into things like your risk for heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part, it's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, no lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. By tracking your biological age, you can actually see how the changes you make, whether it's to your exercise, diet, or sleep, affect your health over time. It's about taking actionable steps to improve your well-being. Oh, and if you're wondering about high-profile people taking it seriously, Brian Johnson, the guy who's working on reversing aging, and I watched his documentary on Netflix, uses True Diagnostic to track his progress. Ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using the code CIS2025 at checkout. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com. Just use the code SIS2025 to save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 50% discount. Discover your true age today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Hi all, this is part of our sober dating series, and welcome to my diary of being a single sober girl. We also have an episode titled Love Unbottled, Dating Without Drinking, where Kathleen and I chat about what dating looks like when you're sober, how you can find true love without liquid courage, how you handle a date at a bar, and we sprinkle in some great stories and practical advice. So, here is my diary. Let me tell you about the time I thought I found a unicorn. Well, maybe a zebra. You know, a guy, we'll call him T, who didn't flinch when I said I didn't drink. No problem, he said. Just as long as you don't judge me for having a drink once in a while. Sure, I thought, fair trade, I can do that. I was pretty upfront that a drink with dinner was about the max I was comfortable with, and he was like, yeah, no big deal. So for a good month or so, it actually wasn't a big deal. He was hitting all the right notes. When we went out to dinner, he would either not drink or just get one drink and seemed totally content. Then a few weeks later, we went to brunch and he ordered a beer. And I had a little mini wince. I told myself to stop judging and wondered if I was actually a little jealous because I had been an epic brunch drinker. I lived for drinking at brunch. It was like sanctioned day drinking. I could crush a bottomless mimosa bar. And then I reminded myself that this was normal drinking. The lesson here is trust your instincts. You don't have to be okay with day drinking. It's a level up from drinking with dinner. You don't have to impose your opinion or give someone rules, but it can just not be what you're looking for in a partner. So another month with T passed and he was sending me really cute messages from work trips. And it was clear he had been out with work friends drinking, but the texts were really endearing. It's amazing how a 2 a.m. text of "you're amazing" or sending me a Neo song can warm my sober heart, even if it comes with a side of probably had 3 gin and tonics. Lesson here, you need to decide if the one drink rule applies when they're with you or in general about how they drink. So fast forward to the 3-month mark, we decided to go away for the weekend. And although my reservations about his drinking had been growing, he hits me with, guess what? I'm going to go drive with you this weekend. Oh, this man volunteered. I told him he didn't have to, but he was adamant. The lesson here is let somebody do this. Don't rush to tell them it's okay. Don't worry about it. Because it's a way of showing you that they respect your choices and care about you. Okay, so I get there mid-afternoon. I take a quick nap while he finishes his work calls. And then we have some intimate time. Then I have a quick meeting and he tells me he'll be downstairs at the bar. Yeah, I know. Red-ish flag, number one. But I give him the benefit of the doubt. I finish up. I head downstairs and there he is, a couple of drinks in. You know that like slightly glossy-eyed look? Yeah. So at dinner, he keeps the drinks coming, like appetizer drink, entree drink, after dinner drink instead of dessert. And I love dessert. At this point, I kind of like make a joke and I'm like, didn't you say you were going dry? And he says, oh yeah, but today's meetings were brutal. I just needed to take the edge off. Okay, the alarm bells are going, people, like going off. But here is when it goes full Titanic. On our last night, we hit up a jazz bar, romantic. And he orders a martini. I'm sipping my mocktail like the sober queen I am, and I notice it. The sign, you know the sign when they get fidgety towards the end of their drink and they're looking around for the waitress, like she's flying the last helicopter out of Nam. He is waving her down for his 3rd martini, and I'm sitting there thinking, this is not the guy who volunteered to go drive. So by the time we get back to the hotel, he flops into the bed, fully clothed, without brushing his teeth. Guys, I am a former dentist, and this is sacrilegious. And then he wants to watch Netflix. He lasts about 20 minutes into American Nightmare and then starts snoring, open-mouthed. This is my American Nightmare. I start rummaging around the hotel room in the dark looking for earplugs that I know I packed. And I stub my toe on the wheel of my suitcase, so I'm holding my toe, hopping around, and I stop and I think, what the hell am I doing in this situation? So I get home the next day, I'm trying to process what just happened. I tell my friends and my fam about the weekend. I downplay the drinking, of course, because denial is a really comfy place to live. Then a few days later, a little quicker at picking up on clues, my sister-in-law calls and I can tell her voice is cracking and she says, he's not for you. You've worked so hard to get where you are and he's not respecting your choices. And that hit me hard. She was right. I'd been so caught up in not wanting to seem too sober or too judgy that I let my own boundaries get trampled. So I did the hard thing. I broke up with him the next day. I cried, of course, like the whole ugly cry. Sat on the kitchen floor, asked my poodle if I was going to be alone forever. But then I took myself on a little trip to Home Goods. I picked up like $80 worth of pink candles. I stopped by the gas station on my way home, grabbed a bag of sour cream Ruffles and a caffeine-free diet cherry Coke, which is like my go-to comfort snack since I was probably 10 years old. And I don't pull this escape hatch often, maybe twice a year, but today was the perfect day for it. So when I got home, and I got into bed at 6:30, poured that soda into a champagne glass, opened my chips, popped some popcorn, turned on Love Island, and sure, I cried a little more, but this time I cried because I knew I had chosen me. And that, my sisters, is how we respect our own damn choices. Cheers to that. This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.